when God's wrath had been appeased, right? That is, when the serpent's head was crushed, on the sixth day of the week, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Jesus on the cross. That is to say that Jesus died. But before the body is laid into the ground, the Lord God opens up his side and water and blood flow out from his ribs. This is remarkably similar to Adam and the creation of Eve. From the ribs, water and blood, which the Lord God had taken out of the new Adam, God made a woman. He made a woman out of water and blood from the side of Christ, and she was fit for him. She is immaculate. And then when the Lord God wakes Jesus from sleep, he gives the woman made of water and blood to the man as his holy bride, that is to Jesus as his bride. And Jesus says, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called Christian because she was taken out of Christ." The new Adam, Jesus, and he joins himself to us again and again in the Holy Communion as one flesh with him. He is to us everything, everything that Adam should have been to Eve, and even more. He's endured and overcome temptation in our place. He's suffered our shame and our punishment for us. He's brought us back from the slavery of prostitution. The creation of Eve shows us the creation of the church, the redemption of the world, and our relationship to Jesus himself.